Senate will please come to order. Senate will please come to order. Senator Geis.
Can I have the privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may, Senator Geis.
I got a couple of young Republicans over here.
Order.
Tanya Young and Tim Young. Tanya is our Washakie County GOP chairman. Would you two stand up so they can welcome them here?
Hooray!
They're getting better looking. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator Geis. Senator Roethlis, the floor
is yours. Mr. Vice President, there were three esteemed senators in the balcony, but they've gone now. Never mind.
Thank you for that. All right. We have messages from the House.
February the 27, 2015, from the House of Representatives. Message, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 92, Workers' Compensation County Elected Officials. Ayes 47, noes 11, excused 2. Senate File Number 101, Veterans In-State Tuition. Ayes 58, excused 2. Senate File 44, Large Project Funding. Ayes 45, noes 13, excused 2. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives. Message number 417, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 31, Exemption Water Utilities. Ayes 58, excused 2. And concurrence passed. House Bill number 174, Nicotine Products Regulation. Ayes 49, noes 8, excused 3. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 420, concurrence failed, Mr. President. House Bill number 144, Education, School Safety and Security. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 9, noes 48, excused 3. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee, number 1, to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. From the House of Representatives, message number 418, concurrence failed, Mr. President. House Bill number 100, Highway Funding. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 17, noes 40, excused 3. House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. From the House of Representatives, message number 425, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 4, Dry Bean Research. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 46, noes 12, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 421, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 52, Election, Vote Centers and Electronic Poll Books. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 11, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 422, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate file number 58, State Parks Officers Benefits. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 17, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by the adopted a listed amendment. Message number 427, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 142, building code regulation. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 16, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
You want any of this back? Is that it? Next item of business is Standing Committee Reports.
February the 27th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 235, Engrossed Foreign Business Entities Reinstatement, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Hastert, Perkins, Ross, Wasserberger, excuse, Senator Burns, Senator Ross, Chairman.
Is that it? Next, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we're at that order of business for continuation of bills on consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move that the Senate resolve itself back into committee of the whole to continue discussion of bills on general file.
For the motion, all's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? No. Motion passes. Senator Von Flater.
Oh, that's the last one. Okay. Put him away.
The committee of the whole will come back to order. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 243, Child Abuse. Would the reader please read it in?
House Bill number 243, Child Abuse, sponsored by Representative Brown. It was referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary, which reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinski, Von Flater, and Senator Christensen, Chairman.
Senator Christensen, you've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a favorable recommendation on House Bill 243, Child Abuse. There are no standing committee amendments, and to present the bill will be President Nicholas.
President Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this is an easy bill. It addresses the issues of penalty for child abuse. It does create a longer penalty, which you can see, and we add something that we believe is not encompassed within existing language. And we'd all agree is child abuse. Nobody likes child abuse. And we don't like torture or cruel confinement. And you may have read the stories about children being outside in cages and sort of like a bird cage. It's not a good deal. We ought to fix the law to prevent that and make sure that is child abuse.
Buffalo Bob, right? Questions on the bill?
Buffalo Bob.
Seeing none. Ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Christensen's motion, adopt the standing, all those in favor of Senator Christensen's motion to adopt House Bill 243, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. House Bill 243 is passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is 109. It is felony unlawful possession of controlled substance.
House Bill number 109, Felony Unlawful Possession of Controlled Substances, sponsored by Representative Felke. It It was referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Escobel, Kinski, Von Fladrin. No, Senator Christensen and Hicks. Senator Christensen, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Christensen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a favorable recommendation on House Bill 109, Felony Unlawful Possession of Controlled Substance. There are no standing committee amendments. To further discuss the bill, I would ask that you call on Senator Case.
Senator Case.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, what this does is change the look-back period for possession of a controlled substance, Mr. Chairman. And currently, there is if you are convicted of a third or subsequent offense during your lifetime, that you can be charged as a felony, Mr. Chairman. This changes it to 4 offenses in 10 years. 4 offenses in 10 years is the same as a DUI. And this is not about operating a motor vehicle. This has nothing to do with that. I'm just making a comparison about the severity of the crime. If you're impaired operating a motor vehicle, that's a different animal. This is possession of a controlled substance at a misdemeanor level for the third time in a lifetime, now being changed to 4 in 10 years. If you look at other multiple counts in our law, for example, domestic violence, is 3 times in 5 years, then it steps up to a felony. So I think 4 times in 10 years is appropriate for the crime, Mr. Chairman. Be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Further discussion on House Bill 109. Seeing none. Oh, Senator Hicks.
Mr. Chairman, I was a no vote in committee on this, and I'll just explain why. Is the way this is set up that basically it allows people that have a lifelong addiction to be able to manage that habit their entire life, every 3 years, every 3.5 years, you could get a misdemeanor, and then in 10 years, you go back to 0. My other real concern with this bill is we passed a bill out of this House earlier that allows you an unlimited number of expungements for misdemeanors, and what I see is if that is signed into law and we do this, there's just no way you're ever going to get anybody to the level of a felony. And it's not that I want to get the people to the felony. My concern is there's no way you're going to be in law to be able to put a break in upon a lifelong substance abuser. You enact this. If we've already passed out the unlimited number of expungements, somebody can have a substance abuse addiction their entire life, and there's no way that we can get to the point where we can put them in a cell for 6 months to a year and dry them out. So, Mr. Chairman, that's my rationale for the no vote. But, members, as we move forward with this, I would just caution you with the bill that we passed out earlier with unlimited number of expungements on misdemeanors. This bill just basically sets it up that you can have a substance abuse the rest of your life and avoid prosecution, other than the misdemeanor penalty.
109. Sorry, Senator Hicks. Do you have to have anything to add on that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you can just continue to be at a misdemeanor your entire life and never get to the next level. So that's my rationale for the no vote, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Christensen, did you have something? Senator Christensen.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I, too, was no vote on this in committee. And for some of the reasons, when we talk about getting caught every 3 or 3.5 years, I think most of the people would recognize that the odds of getting caught are pretty slim. And so this does. It's hard to break the cycle of abuse, drug abuse, and generally it's recognized that puts a toll on society. People usually change their ways when they reach the bottom, and sometimes it is legal consequences that threaten them about reaching the bottom. And so it's a concern out there. The other part of this that we see is in the state south to us, they talk about numbers of their impaired driving. And when you look at this, you go, well, it's just a marijuana violation. But how that's impacting their driving statistics and impaired driving issues, it's all things to consider when you vote on this one.
Further discussion on House Bill 109. Senator Case?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is still a serious penalty. Each one of these times is imprisonment for up to 12 months, Mr. Chairman. So you could spend a year in jail. If a year doesn't get your attention, I'm not sure what else will, Mr. Chairman. During the course of that imposition of a sentence, there can be all sorts of programs. You can be ordered, you know, to do it to fight your addiction. So I think we still have the tools, Mr. Chairman. As I mentioned, this is not about driving while impaired offenses. And, you know, if the current law is the third in your lifetime, is, you know, third in a lifetime. So you could be, I'm 56 years old. Let's say that I had a poor batting average in college. I had a couple, two times. And then 30 years later, I have another time. That means I'm up to five-year felony. Now, come on. So, you know, if you don't like the fourth time, you could bring an amendment tomorrow to drop that back to third. But I think the 10 years is a very reasonable look-back period. That's the same standard we use for driving while under the influence for your fourth offense to make that a felony. Mr. Chairman, I support the bill and look forward to more discussion.
Further discussion, House Bill 109. Question? Ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Christensen's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rise to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of House Bill 109, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
House Bill 109 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for division. All those in favor of House Bill 109, please stand. All those opposed, please stand. House Bill 109 has failed. Pursuant to Senate Rule 6-5, having failed the standing division roll, a roll call vote is required. The chief clerk will call the roll on House Bill 109.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
Excuse.
Barnard?
Excuse.
Bebout? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Cooper, Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Yes,
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
Landon?
Here. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Excuse.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 10 aye, 15 no, 5 excused.
House Bill 109, having failed the roll call vote pursuant to Senate Rule 6-5A, is deemed indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 215, Community Juvenile Service Board creation.
House Bill number 215, Community Juvenile Service Board creation, sponsored by Representative Brown. It was referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinski, Von Fladern, and Senator Christensen, Chairman.
Senator Christensen, you've heard the bill, reading of the bill. What is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a favorable recommendation on House Bill 215, Community Juvenile Services Board's creation. There are no standing committee amendments. To further discuss the bill, I'd ask that you call on President Nicholas.
President Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this bill was brought by our newly elected county attorney. Presently, if you want to have one of these community juvenile service boards, you need to have a joint powers board. Joint powers boards tend to be cumbersome. They take a lot of procedures, and the county would like the option to be able to do it simply by an agreement among the entities specified in the subsection, and provide that any board form shall also comply with Wyoming Statute 16-1105. So they get some of the attributes of a joint powers board, but you don't actually have to form the joint power board in order to have a community juvenile services boards. Gives them a little bit of flexibility. It does seem like you don't necessarily need to have a joint powers board for everything you do, so I'd urge your support.
Further discussion on House Bill 215. Senator Meyer.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just wondering if there's any protection in a joint powers board from liability from the members of the board formed. Whether there's some protection like an LLC, whether the joint powers offers you any protection from liability.
Anyone like to take that question on? Senator Nicholas?
What? This is an entity formed by the county, so they're working on behalf of the county, so they'd essentially be under their governmental immunity. So, I mean, right now you have the joint power board between the county and the city. Instead of having to form the board, they just do it by written agreement. They'd still be under their cloak of immunity.
Further discussion on House Bill 215. Question being called. All those in favor of Senator Christensen's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of House Bill 215, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 215 is passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 235, Foreign Business Entities Reinstatement.
House Bill number 235, Foreign Business Entities Reinstatement, sponsored by Representative Brown. It was referred to Committee number 7, Corporation Lex and Political Subdivision, who reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Case, Hicks, Meyer, Pappas, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. It was re-referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations, reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Hastert, Perkin, Ross, Wasserberger, excuse, Senator Burns, Senator Ross, Chairman.
Senator Case, you've heard the reading. What is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, that it do so with a due pass recommendation on House Bill 235, Foreign Business Entities Reinstatement. For an explanation of the bill, I ask that you yield to Senator Scott.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, this bill is brought to us courtesy of one of the practitioners in this area. What it relates to is how you reinstate a foreign corporation that hasn't paid its annual taxes and fees and filed its annual report with the Secretary of State and hasn't done so for a period of 2 years, puts in the procedures for doing that, and doesn't change the penalties but gets the procedures so that it can be done properly. Mr. Chairman, the testimony in committee from the sponsor was that he discovered this when a client got caught, and I would point out that foreign business entities, they aren't just ones from a foreign country, but they're ones from a neighboring state. In the case in point, it was from Utah. He got his entity reinstated for the standard I think the fee was $250, and he didn't add, but I will, plus attorney's fees that had to be paid to get it done. And if they had done business when they had been dissolved and dissolved for more than 2 years, then there would have been a $5,000 fine. Mr. Chairman, this is part of the larger problem we had a few years ago. There was a round of budget cuts, and the Secretary of State's office elected to take theirs by not mailing out the notices anymore that annual reports were due. The result was we had a lot of delinquent annual reports. That's now coming down as people have caught on to the new system, but it's still a problem, and this bill is testimony to that. You've got extensive statute here, new statute, so where they're creating the mechanism to get these foreign corporations reinstated. But the problem is much more widespread than the foreign corporations, Mr. Chairman. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and then we do have a committee of the whole amendment.
Further discussion on House Bill 235. Seeing none, would you like your amendment read in, Senator Scott?
Yes, please, Mr. Chairman.
House Bill number 235, Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 to engross copy, page 1, line 4.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the Committee of the Whole Amendment. Mr. Chairman, this particular piece of ill-done budget cutting has proved to be quite expensive. As witnessed the appropriation on page 8, line 10 of $47,000, that's just under the annual savings from the so-called economy move, and it's not the only expense that this has caused. What this does, and it was, I worked it out with the Secretary of State's office so that it doesn't cause them extra expense. It says they've got to send out a notice, and they'll do it with the next annual report notice they send out now electronically, asking entities, do they want it electronically or in paper? And then for those that don't respond and wind up delinquent, they send out a paper notice, and we'll send out, if they haven't responded to the first notice, we'll send out a paper notice with that mailing. Say, which way do you want it? The point being to find those that are not getting them electronically and get those back on the old paper system so that it's preventive across the full sweep here of entities in this title. Hopefully we'll reduce this kind of problem in the future, Mr. Chairman, which has been a problem. Secretary of State was careful to say he was neutral on the amendment, but it was worked out with his people in a way that doesn't put an extra financial burden on them. It may not solve the problem entirely, Mr. Chairman. We probably can't do that in this bill, but it does give us a dose of preventive medicines needed. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Further comments on House Bill 235? Question? We're on the Committee of the Whole Amendment, number 1. Any further comments? Senator Case?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would urge caution on the amendment. Mr. Chairman, electronic notification is a superior method in the long run. I do agree I've been frustrated by some of these fiscal issues about changing their system, but they have gone through appropriation and been supported. I think it's unrealistic to think that we can go backwards and go back to mail notifications, and I think that would cause more expense in the long run.
Any other comments on Committee of the Whole number 1?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Scott.
I want to make it clear it doesn't take us back to the written notices entirely. It's only for those that want the written notices, and they would be the ones that don't have good email service or whose bill paying system is set up to be triggered by a document that comes through. And it'll, I think, earn the state more money by getting better filing on these annual reports and taxes and avoid all the expense of going and chasing so many delinquent people. Urge adoption of the amendment.
Further comments on the Committee of the Whole? Seeing none. Are you all those in favor of Senator Scott's motion to adopt the Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 to House Bill 235, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
No.
That amendment has, Committee of the Whole number one has passed on 235, has passed Committee of the Whole. We're back on the bill. Any further discussion on House Bill 235? Seeing none. All those in favor of Senator Case's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of House Bill 235, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 235 has passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. House Bill number 65, do pass amended. House Bill number 243, do pass. House Bill number 109, failed to pass Committee of the Whole and was indefinitely postponed. House Bill number 215, do pass. And House Bill number 235, do pass, amended. Senator Von Flader and Chairman.
Chairman Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That report has been adopted. What do we have for work? We have... We have next item of business is appointments to conference committees. The conference committee for House Bill 11, Distance Education Task Force, is co-chairman, Doc Stater and Rothfuss. The conference committee for House Bill number 15, Restoration of Voting Rights by Department of Corrections, is Christensen chairman, Hastert and Ross. The Conference Committee for House Bill 38, PAC Campaign Limits and Funding, is Case Chairman, Pappas and Scott. The Conference Committee for House Bill number 180, Child Interviews, Neglect and Abuse Cases, is Perkins Chairman, Perkins Chairman, Burns and Co. The Conference Committee for House Bill 214, Practice of Law Amendments, is Nicholas Chairman. Perkins and Ross. We'll keep your amendment on, Senator Scott. Amendment's not going away. I had actually Senator Scott because it was a no, but I just changed my mind, put myself on. So, but we will keep your amendment. All right, the next item is signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enroll Act 41.
Senate Enrolled Act number 41, being original Senate File 27, an act relating to highways.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 41, being original Senate File 27. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 42.
Senate Enrolled Act number 42, being original Senate File 45, an act relating to the administration of government and privacy.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 42, being original House Bill 45. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 43.
Senate Enrolled Act number 43, being original Senate File 119, an act relating to health care facility licensing.
I've already signed Senate Enrolled Act 43, being original Senate File number 119. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 44.
Senate Enrolled Act number 44, being original Senate File 5, and act relating to state historic sites.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 44, which is original Senate File number 5. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 45.
Senate Enrolled Act number 45, being original Senate File 46, and act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 45, being original Senate File number 46. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number... No, House Enrolled Act number 67.
House Enrolled Act number 67, being original House Bill number 93, and act relating to public utilities.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 67, being original House Bill 93. So signed, House Enrolled Act number 68.
House Enrolled Act number 68, being House Bill number 160, an act relating to property, conveyance, and security transactions.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 68, being original House Bill 160. I so sign. House Enrolled Act number 69.
House Enrolled Act number 69, being original House Bill number 138, and act relating to workers' compensation.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 69, being original House Bill 138. I've so signed House Enrolled Act number 70.
House Enrolled Act number 70, being original House Bill number 161, an act relating to civil procedure.
About ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 70, being House Bill 161. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 71.
House Enrolled Act number 71, being original House Bill number 152, and act relating to impact assistance payments.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 71, being House original House Bill 152. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 72.
House Enrolled Act number 72, being original House Bill number 181, an act relating to speed limits.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 72, being original House Bill number 181. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 73.
House Enrolled Act number 73, being original House Bill 193, an act relating to veterans.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 73, being original House Bill 193. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 74.
House Enrolled Act number 74, being original House Bill 76, an act relating to the Wyoming Public Liability Library Endowment Program.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 74, being original House Bill number 76. I've so signed House Enrolled Act number 75.
House Enrolled Act number 75, being original House Bill 197, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 75, being original House Bill 197. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 76.
House Enrolled Act number 76, being original House Bill number 25, and act relating to taxation.
I'm about ready to sign Enrolled Act number 76, being original House Bill 25. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 77.
House Enrolled Act number 77, being original House Bill 56, an act relating to agriculture.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 77, being original House Bill number 56. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 78.
House Enrolled Act number 78, being original House Bill number 73, and act relating to adoption of education content and performance standards.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 78, being original House Bill number 73. I've so signed. Anything else? We've got messages back for concurrences. We'll hold off on those until Monday when we have a full complement of senators. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday, March 2nd.
Announcements, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet with its House counterpart, I believe in the House committee room on Monday on adjournment of both houses. to discuss joint interim work.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Land and Water Resources, will meet in about 10 minutes up in Senate Room 15 to make all the phone calls you need.
You're never going to let us get over that. Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your travel committee number 6 will meet on Monday at 8 a.m. in room S14 to talk with the governor's appointment for the Game and Fish Commission, Patrick Crank, and also David Rail.
Senator Coe.
Recess about 20 minutes after we break from S13 to consider the governor's appointments of Nate Breen to the State Board of Education, Michael Massey to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees, Michelle Sullivan to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees, Mel Baldwin to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees, W. Richard Scarlett III to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees, and John McKinley to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees. And just to follow up as well, for members of the Education Committee, we'll meet upon adjournment Monday with our like committee down the hall to discuss interim topics.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3 revenue will meet Monday, 8 a.m. in room H11 with the House Revenue Committee to discuss possible interim topics. That's Monday at 8 a.m.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, your committee number 8 transportation will meet at 12:45 Monday and meet in S14 to conduct a hearing on the governor's appointment of Mike Larson to the Transportation Commission. And then we also meet at Monday at 1:15 to discuss interim topics with the Joint Transportation Committee in H-17.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Judiciary Committee number 1 will meet Monday. That'll be a joint judiciary meeting to consider interim topics upon the noon recess in room H-8.
Okay, it's actually not a joint committee, but go ahead. Joint. Senator Von Platern, your counterpart.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee number 9, Joint Minerals Economic Development, will meet this Monday, shortly after noon recess, in H-18 to meet with our counterparts down there. That's H-18, noon recess.
Further messages back to the majority floor leader.
Yeah, Mr. President, just for all you hunters out there, just want to remind you that March 2nd, Monday, is the last day for your special permits for moose, sheep, goat, and bison.
Good to know. Any further messages? If not, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday, March 2nd. What did I say? See you next Friday. We'll...